Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the Bible principle of honor. Did you know that how you honor others impacts your life? And if you dishonor people, contrary to the Word of God, which instructs us very clearly to show honor to human beings as well as to honor God, that you bring a curse upon your own life? We are going to study this week 9 specific categories of people that God instructs us in His Word to honor. Many people would say, if they were asked, are we to honor people or are we to honor God? As if it was one or the other. And yet the Bible is very clear. We are instructed throughout Scripture to honor, to reverence, and to fear God. We are to show honor to God. In Proverbs 3, verse 6, it is very clearly stated that we are to honor the Lord with our possessions, with our wealth, with the first fruits of our increase, so that our barns will be filled with plenty and our vats will overflow with new wine. This scripture from Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 very simply instructs us that we're to honor God, we're to do so with our finances, and then there is a blessing attached to obedience to that specific commandment of honoring God with our wealth or substance. But not only are we instructed to honor God, we find 8 specific groups of people mentioned in the New Testament to whom we are to show honor, and a 9th group I'll mention that's listed in the Old Testament, giving us a total of 9 separate categories of human beings that God specifically instructs His people to show honor toward. And yet in our culture today in the United States, dishonoring or disrespecting people is as common as sliced bread. And yet, the issue of honor is very primary to our own personal joy in life, our own success in life, and how our life goes for us as we live on this earth. How you honor or dishonor others most assuredly impacts your life. We know from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, that God's word instructs us that whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. If you sow dishonor, where you disrespect people, you disrespect authority, you disrespect or dishonor leadership, parents, or any of the other categories of people that God instructs us to honor, you will most assuredly reap dishonor in your life. This issue of honor is so important to every life, but so very often disregarded, or people are simply ignorant of this principle in Scripture. The word honor that we use in English comes from a Greek word that we find, having been translated in the New Testament to our English word honor, that means very simply to prize or to fix a valuation upon. By implication, it means to revere or to value. There's another Greek word also translated honor that means to esteem, especially of the highest degree, or to see as precious. God instructs His people to show or to bestow honor on others. It's a choice that we make. Honor is not something that is earned, and yet many people will say, no, I'm not going to honor that person. They're not worthy of any honor because of their behavior, because of what they've done in the past. And yet God's word does not exclude people who have acted dishonorably from receiving honor from those who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're still instructed to show or to bestow honor on other people regardless of their own activities or behaviors. It doesn't mean that you honor their sinfulness or the sin they're partaking in. It simply means you're obeying the word of God to fix a valuation upon the person. Remember God the Father loved the world so much that he sent his only son Jesus to die for the worst of sinners, because God fixed a value upon every single life. There's not a single human being that God created that God would not be willing to honor. In Psalm 91, it talks about the person who loves God, and it says about that person, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. And it goes on in verse 15 to say, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. God doesn't seem to have any problem honoring imperfect human beings. And so he also requires the same of us. We are to show or to bestow honor on people, not because of their perfection of action, but because God has commanded it. The Bible principle of honor is very important for you to have a successful life in God, because the consequences of dishonoring people bring a very high price for our lives. Ephesians 6 verses 2 and 3 gives us the primary and probably most familiar commandment regarding the issue of honor, when it says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. That's the first category of people that God instructs us in Scripture to honor. Of course, that was a quote from the Old Testament when the Ten Commandments were given to Moses by the Lord, but we are instructed in the New Testament to show honor to parents. We will talk about that in depth tomorrow, so don't miss that, especially if you have struggled in this area and your parents were ungodly or perhaps wicked even. What do you do about this issue of honoring parents? Join us tomorrow for the details on that. The second category of people that we're instructed to show honor toward are those who are in authority over us. 1 Peter 2:17 tells us, honor the king. This is a direct reference to honoring people in governmental authority. I have observed Christian people violate this very, very brazenly, without repentance, seeming oblivious to this command of the Lord, where we are not to dishonor those people in governmental authority. And yet I've heard people criticize government officials, the president, the police force, or whoever it may be that they have a problem with, and yet they are violating this word that says honor those in authority or honor the king. In Jesus's day, the oppressive Roman government that had authority over the Jewish nation at that time was in no way a righteous governing body, and yet Jesus gave specific instructions that they were to render unto Caesar what was Caesar's and unto God what was God's. This was a specific command not to dishonor those in governmental authority, even if they were less than perfect or perhaps even ungodly. The only time that we're exempt from obeying authority over us is when they are instructing you to sin. Other than that, we are to honor those in authority. A third group that we're instructed by Scripture to show honor, bestow honor upon, are pastors and ministers of the gospel. 1 Timothy 5:17 says that they should be worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Don't fall into the category of many Christians who violate this admonition by dishonoring your pastor, your minister, or other Christian leaders because of their imperfections, by slandering them with your tongue or using your tongue as a weapon of the devil himself. To be an accuser of the brethren by being critical of Christian leadership is to violate this word of the Lord. A fourth category that we're instructed in 1 Timothy 6:1 is to honor those who are your employers. Let as many servants who are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine Be not blasphemed. Don't dishonor your boss by talking behind his back, criticizing his policies, and yet to his face, nodding as if you're in agreement. That's very dishonoring. God wants us to honor employers. We find 1 Peter 3:7 instructing husbands to honor wives. And this goes for wives as well, because they're told in Ephesians chapter 3 to reverence their husbands. Romans 12:10 tells us we're to honor fellow believers. 1 Timothy 5:3 instructs us to honor widows. Leviticus 19:32 clearly states that we're to honor the aged or the elderly. And lastly, we are told in 1 Peter 2:17 to honor all men. We are not allowed to dishonor any person God created in his own image. God wants us to sow honor, bestow honor on other people, not because they're worthy of honor, but because God commands us to show honor, to be obedient to God, and God's blessings can flow your way when you live a life of honor and not dishonor. Join me tomorrow as we continue in this study on the Bible principle of honor.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.